Start recording. Oh, you got it.
There you go. Okay. Sif Yud. What do you say? Yud Gimel, right? Yud Gimel, do your tests. Okay.
Text. Yeah, you're giving
Okay.
me this.
Continuing in Hilchos Tefillin. So, Shir Reichav HaRetzuos. We're in Simen Yud, Sif Yud Gimel. So, Shir Reichav HaRetzuos. The measurement of the width of the straps of the tefillin, bein shel rosh, bein shel yad, whether they're the straps of the shel rosh or on the shel yad, lo pachas me'orech sa'orah, that can be no less than the length of a barley. Right? Which they say, I don't know, the Sfarim only bring it in millimeters, 11 millimeters, 9 millimeters, depending on, the Grach Noah or the Chazon Ish. That's the width. Vashir, it's pretty small. It's pretty small, pretty thin. Vashir arkon shel rosh miyamin umesmol, and the shear of the length of the shel rosh on the right and the left is aratar, meaning how long do the straps of the tefillin have to hang down? So that's aratabur until the stomach. Oy lamala mimenomat, or slightly higher than the stomach. Vyeshayrim. The shel tzad yamin tagi al aramila. Some say that the right side, the right strap, should at least reach the mila. V'chein nochen lahachmir lechatchila, and that's the proper thing to do lechatchila. V'shel yad, and the shel yad, how long does the straps on the shel yad have to be? Kadesh yahadka, enough that you can tighten it around the arm, and then v'yaseh bo sheva krichas, and then to wrap it seven times ala zroya on the arm, v'shalosh krichos ala etzva, and then three times around the finger, v'yachask, and then make it tight. That's how long lechatchila the straps have to be. But if they're shorter than that, it's also okay. V'mnifsiko ritzua, and if the ritzua gets broken, bein shel rosh, bein shel yad, yasa, then you have to ask a shayla, is how far up or far down the straps did it become broken, and then that would depend. Fine. Yudalit. Yizar shiyu ritzuas pitzara. You have to be careful that the black side of the straps should be facing outside, meaning when you're looking at the person, you should see the black part, not the white part that's on the inner side. Although we did mention that there are some that nowadays have it black through and through, in which case you don't have to be worried about this. And if it happens that the straps turn over so that it's the white is showing, but not, again, not on the part that's hanging down. We're talking about the part that goes around the head. So if it turns over that the white is showing and it stays like that, right, or the white is showing on the arm, which sometimes that does happen because you can't see your arm. So right here, it can turn over, right? Yisana, then a person has to fast. A yifta b'tzedakah. If he doesn't fast, then he should be paida it with tzedakah. Let's say somebody's tefillin fall on the ground. Chas v'shalom b'loy nartika, not in the bag. Yeshlo gamken lisanas. You should fast. Which we don't do nowadays for the most part. Most places can say don't fast nowadays. We don't have the strength to fast. So if somebody drops the tefillin, you give tzedakah. That's if it falls not in its boxes or its bag. Avolim, but if it falls in the bag, then ain't it tzarech lasanis, then for sure you don't have to fast. Ella yitain eza davar letzedakah, then just give a little bit of money to tzedakah. But if the actual tefillin falls on the ground, you have to give a lot more money to tzedakah. If he removes his tefillin because he has to go to the bathroom, so now do you need a new bracha or not? So when you go back, when you come back and you put the tefillin back on, and you have to go make a new bracha on them. It's very interesting. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch just says you always have to make a new bracha on them, but the halacha is, for the most poskim end up saying that it depends why you removed them to the bathroom. If you went to the bathroom for kitanim, where theoretically you're allowed to urinate with the tefillin on, so therefore you don't need a new bracha. But if you want gedolim, then you'd have to make a new bracha. But the Kitzur just says you always make a new bracha. But let's say you're in the middle of Birchas Kriyas Shema, when you're not allowed to make a bracha because it's a hefsek. From the bracha of Yotzer Aron further, lo yafsek b'brachas, then don't stop with the brachas. Do not be masik with the brachas on the tefillin. You should put it on without brachas. Right? And then, when you finish shmanesi, you mashmish behen, then you move them, and then you make a bracha on them. Because you can't make a bracha during Birchas Kriyas Shema or during shmanesi. So you move them a little bit, and then you make the bracha. That's Zion. Kol zman shatfilin olav. So as long as the tefillin are on you, lo yosiach taitim en kalal. This is a very, very difficult halacha to keep. As long as the tefillin are on you, you cannot stop thinking that you have the tefillin on you. Chutz mi b'shas tefillah shmoneh esrei v'talmud Torah, except during davening shmoneh esrei and Talmud Torah. Then you're allowed to think about the Torah and you're allowed to think about the davening. But other than that, when you have the tefillin on, you can't stop thinking that you have the tefillin on you, which is makes it that basically we should take our tefillin off ASAP, I would think. Right, because it's very hard to concentrate on davening, much less concentrate that we have tefillin on us. And of course, you can't think about anything else when you have tefillin on. Fine. Also, lecha ben sudas keva, you're not allowed to eat a meal. So this comes up when you have like a little kiddush in shul after davening. So are you allowed to eat in your tefillin? So if it's a sudas keva, which means to wash on bread or to eat a lot of cake, not allowed. Aval achilas arai, but a temporary eating mutter lecha ben. It is mutter to eat, right? V'lishayin afilu shinas arai, but to sleep in tefillin, even a small sleep, asur ben, it is asur. And many say you shouldn't. If you say you shouldn't talk when you're in your tefillin, any mundane talk, which we saw a couple of days ago, so certainly you should not. I don't know if it's certainly, but you should not eat in them either. Fine, yud zayin. Anytime you remember about your tefillin, so you're supposed to feel them, just to keep the reminder going. You won't come to Hesach Hadas. I've seen people, educated people, that if they have to talk with their tefillin on, even if they're talking Torah, they'll put their hands on their tefillin so that they're reminded that they have their tefillin on. And they should behave themselves the way they talk. And you should feel first the shel yad, and after that the shel rosh. Uminig yafa, and it's a proper minig. Lamashmish behen kishemaskim mitzvos and kriya shema. When you mention the mitzvahs of tefillin and kriya shema, it's good to feel them. When you say you tie them on your hand, you should feel the shel yad and then kiss. It doesn't say what you kiss. I'm assuming it means kiss your hand. When it's going to be between your eyes, which is the shel rosh, then you feel the shel rosh and kiss it. Fine. Yud ches. We always upgrade in Hek Kodesh and we don't go down. Utfila Shorosh, the tefillin of Shorosh, Kedushasa Gedoyla Mishal Yad. The tefillin of the Shorosh are holier than the Shal Yad. Why? The Fishayesh Ba'arbut Batim, because the Shorosh has four sections, four houses. The Gam Hashin, it has the shin on either side of the Shorosh. Right? The shin on one side of Shorosh has four. The shin looks like it has 4 feet. I don't know if that's called feet, four arms, whatever. And the other side, it has three. Right? But the reason for that is because one of them is supposed to be, it's superimposed. It's supposed to look like it's superimposed. So in order to make a shin of three, you need to have four legs, which will then in the inside looks like three. Looks like a proper shin. Not that there's such a, meaning there's no concept of having a shin that has four. Right? It's just a different version of the shin. Right, so anyway, so the shorosh is holier than the shel yad. Let's say you need a new ritzuas. You need a new strap to the tefillin. And it was on the shorosh Also, l'asayis, you cannot take that straps, those tefillin straps, and make them in the shalyad, because that would be a downgrade. Avam a shalyad, but if a shalyad, muta l'asayis, but a shalyad, you are allowed to make it into a shalroish. Even within a shalyad. So where's the main place? There's two places that the ritzuas usually get a little ruined. One is way up on the top by the knot, because wherever there's a lot of chafing and a lot of movement, that's where it gets worn down. So, and it gets worn down and it can get cut. So either up by the shalyad or down by the fingers. So if Ritzua Shalyad Lamala, it got broken on the top, Eitzel HaKesher, next to the knot, for right to Lahavchan, he wants to turn it around. Sheasa'ata HaKesher B'Kotza Achron, because now he wants the knot to be on the other end, on the end. Also, you can't do that. El Tzorach La'aseis HaKesher B'Kotza Shenifzik, you have to just pull the whole strap up from where it broke, meaning you can't flip it. V'chein B'Ritzua Shalroish. Same thing with the straps of the shalrosh. Also, lafa mashahoy b'soich hakesher shiyeh chutz hakesher. The part of the tefillin, the ritzuas, the straps that is goes through the shalrosh is holier than the other parts of the straps. So since it's holier, you can't decide to flip the straps and put what was not under the tefillin or in the tefillin into the tefillin and vice versa. Well, the one that was not under, you could put in there, but you can't take the one that was under the tefillin and put it not in the tefillin. So again, v'chein b'tzur shorosh also lafik mashayi b'saicha kesher shiyeh chutz l'kesher. And then the same thing, what was in the knot? What's that? Did I touch it right? No. I'm sorry, I said what's going through the tefillin. I talking about what's in the knot, because the knot has the chashivas. So what's in the knot has to stay in the knot. You can't pull it out. But you could adjust it. That the place can say you could adjust it. Fine. Kis shasoy lahachzik by tefillin. If you have a bag that somebody you a tefillin bag. V'gam hechzikun boy, and meaning you made it as a tefillin bag and you actually used it, as opposed to just making it as a tefillin bag and you didn't actually use it. Shuv also l'shtamash b'kis zed davar shalchulin. You're not allowed to use it for chulin. Meaning, you have a tefillin bag, and now after your tefillin, you got a new tefillin bag. So what do you do with your old tefillin bag? So you can't use it for tzedakah. You can't use it to put in things, mundane things, because it has kedusha from the tefillin. So you can't do anything with it. So what about putting a siddur inside of it? So that's expected. That's a normal expected thing to do. So that's okay, but the best thing would be is when you first buy the tefillin before you put the tefillin. But when you first buy the bag and you put the tefillin into the bag, you should have in mind that you're also going to use it for other things. Fine. Ein lachlois is a tefillin, you test. Ein lachlois is a tefillin ad achir kedushas of alatzin. You are not supposed to take off the tefillin until after the kadosh, kadosh, kadosh that's in uvalatzin. Because you want to be able to have three kadeshin with the tefillin on, the kadosh 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 of Birchas Kriya Shema, and the kadosh kadosh of kedusha, and the kadosh kadosh of uvalatzion. So you want it all on for that. The mikubalim say it should be on even for the kadosh after uvalatzion. Uvamakom shenoygin should be yom kriya sefer Torah ein machzir nes sefer Torah ad acher kedushas uvalatzion. That's nusach svard. Right. So on a day. Meaning, if you're going to Ashkenaz, so either way, Uvalotzion is after the Sefer Torah is put away. But according to Nusach Sfard, where Uvalotzion is before the Sefer Torah is put away, Ein Chaltzin es Tefillin Ad Sheyachziru es Sefer Torah Leichol. Then, not only do your Tefillin have to be on for Uvalotzion, they should also be on until the Sefer Torah gets put away. Simin L'Dover, a simin to remember that is Vayavar Malkom L'Fnehem Vashem Baroshem. They pass the king in front of them. And Hashem is Bereishim, so meaning tefillin is like on your head when the king, meaning the Torah, is walking by. But b'yom sheyesh mila, for some reason, most people don't keep this. Probably because, like we said before, it's very hard to have on tefillin, and then there's a bris, and everybody's waiting around, and everybody's schmoozing, right? So I'm assuming that's why people don't keep this halacha. But b'yom sheyesh mila. on a day that there's a bris, ain lach litzar achar amila, you're not supposed to take off the tefillin until after the bris. Rabbi Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva about this. He says the reason is because the boy, meaning man is supposed to have two oisiyos at all times. So the bris is one, an ois that we're yidden, and the other ois is, at least every day, have an ois, is tefillin. And when on Shabbos and Yom Tov, the ois is Shabbos and Yom Tov, right? That's why we don't wear tefillin on Shabbos and Yom Tov, because we have two oisiyos. We have the bris, and we have Shabbos and Yom Tov. But the boy, the baby boy, doesn't have bris. So we're supposed to keep on our tefillin as an ois until he has his bris. Once he has his bris, then we can take off the tefillin. Huh? Fine. So according to that, you can take off the tefillin after the bris. You could take off the tefillin after the bris is done, even before the bracha, seemingly. Rosh Chodesh, on Rosh Chodesh, Chaltzin, Kaidim, Tefillas Musaf, we take off the tefillin before Tefillas Musaf. Right? And that's really because we say keser, which is a crown. So we say we're crowning Hashem, so we don't need really to have a crown with tefillin. So Nusach Ashkenaz, it doesn't say keser, shouldn't really have this issue. Okay, but we take off the tefillin. But Cholamoyed Sukkis, this interesting dinner. Cholamoyed Sukkis, kulam chaltzen kodem halal. Everybody's supposed to take off the tefillin before halal. Ubecholamoyed Pesach, hatzibur chaltzen kodem halal. But on Cholamoyed Pesach, the tzibur takes it off before halal. Vashliach tzibur acher halal. The shliach tzibur does it after halal. Why? So on Cholamoyed Sukkis, you've got to take off before halal, because everybody has to take it off, because you can't hold the lulav and esrog when you have tefillin on, because it's a separation, right? So even the chazan has to take it off. I think that's pshat. And also the chazan has time when everybody's gathering the lulav and esrog, so the chazan has time to take it off. But on Pesach, he doesn't have time to take it off, because you have to start halal right after. Meaning there should be no break. The point here is that there should be no break from after chazaras hashatz until for halal to start. So much so that the chazan, who's wearing tefillin in a minyan that wears tefillin on Chol HaMoed, shouldn't take off his tefillin until after halal, so that there shouldn't be a break. Seems to be that the minyan in all places that I was at is that they take it off during chazaras hashatz, unless you have a separate minyan. If you have a separate minyan, then you don't. Then you leave it on till after chazaras hashatz. Okay, we will stop there. Thank you very much. Everybody should have a fine night. We should hear Besudas Tovus.
The not putting, not like I said, in a tefillin bag. That's just the bag itself.